Chapter 3. Ignoring Simon, Lucas studied Amelia carefully.
I got here as soon as I heard. What in the world did you do?
What had she done? That was the first thing he had to say? She blinked. Though she knew he wasn't being insensitive on purpose, his words hurt. Suddenly, she felt like she was a young girl again, a young, pesky little sister who needed constant supervision and constant bailing out. Looking from Lucas to the rest of her family, her mouth went dry. Simon cleared his throat.
You aren't helping things, Lucas. Calm yourself, yeah?
For the first time, Lucas looked directly at Simon.
I'm as calm as I care to be right now. Why don't you step aside so I can talk to my sister?
Just as Simon was about to shake his head, Amelia spoke.
It's all right, Simon. I need to do this.
This was exactly the kind of scene that she'd hoped to avoid. He leaned closer, warmth and worry in his expression.
You sure?
Yeah.
Gritting his teeth, Simon moved across the room. Though she missed his presence already, Amelia faced her family by herself. They loved her and cared about her. She simply needed to stand up to them for once.
What happened? Lucas asked.
She waved a hand across her body. I think it's fairly obvious. I've got a broken leg and a sore hand.
Lucas's lips didn't even twitch. I need you to be serious right now.
I know. Well, you see, it all started when Princess didn't want to listen. Then, when I attempted to put her away, there was a snake in Princess's stall.
A snake?
Yeah. It seems one was hiding in the straw. When I was trying to get Princess into her stall, she pulled out of my grip and kicked me. Next thing I knew, I fell on top of a snake, which then bit me.
That goat broke your leg, Lucas said.
Well, yeah.
We need to get rid of that goat, Rebecca said, moving to stand by their brother. She's been nothing but trouble.
Amelia was starting to hate that she was lying down while her siblings were standing over her.
Nay, that ain't true.
We'll talk about it later, Amy, Lucas said. Now I'm going to go find someone to tell me how you...